David said unto God, I have sinned greatly because I have done this thing, but now I beseech thee, do away the iniquity of thy servant, for I have done very foolishly. I think there's a lot of folks that's been just like David. And the Lord spake unto Gad, David's seer, saying, go and tell David, saying, thus saith the Lord, I offer thee three things. Choose thee one of them, that I may do it unto thee. So Gad came to David and said unto him, thus saith the Lord, choose thee either 3 years famine, 3 months to be destroyed before thy foes, while that the sword of thy enemies overtake thee, or else 3 days the sword of the Lord, even the pestilence in the land, and the angel of the Lord destroy him throughout all the coast of Israel. Now therefore advise thyself what word I shall bring again to him that sent me. David said unto Gad, I am in a great strait. Let me fall now into the hand of the Lord, for very great are his mercies. But let me not fall into the hand of man. I preach for a few minutes tonight. Amen. Let me not fall into the hands of man. Praise God. If I got to fall, I want to fall into the hands of God. I have a feeling deep down inside that God will be more merciful than some people. Amen. I want you to notice here tonight as I looked at these few little scriptures. You see, David had done this thing that was very displeasing unto the Lord. Notice in the very first part of chapter 21, the Bible declared that David had numbered Israel. Amen. I'll tell you right now, it's a hard job to number God's people. Praise God. I mean, God's got people everywhere. Praise God. Amen. As one man made this statement that there was only about 8 holiness preachers in the whole world. And he said 6 of them went to his church. Amen. I mean to tell you, he's very confused. Praise God. Amen. God's got people everywhere. Hallelujah. I said God's got little children on every corner of this world. Praise God. He's got them in the east and the west, the north and the south. Matter of fact, when I went to west to preach, I went down through Salisal, Oklahoma, crossed through some of those stricter areas, they say, and they told me, Brother Collins, that I couldn't preach for them because I was from the east, and folks from the east is very worldly. Amen. I got news for them tonight. God's going to have people that's going to come from the east, from the west, from the north, and from the south. Praise God. This thing was very, very disappointing to God. I thought if I could dwell on a little thing tonight, I'd like to try to preach to us if I could. I'll tell you, sin separates us from God. Sin will divide us. Sin will take us to a lower state, if you will. I'm careful, and I try to be more so careful as I see things approaching. Praise God. Amen. You cannot go with things that God's got his back against. Praise God. You can't stand with things that God's done turned his face again and is looking the other way. Amen. There's some folks tonight just spinning their wheels. All they're doing is going to church like a factory. They're punching in their time clock. And when the service is over, they punch their time clock back out and say, I shoe up today for service. I'll tell you right now, going to church is more, amen, than just sitting on the pews. We gotta have revival. What do you say tonight? We gotta have the Lord to
visit us in this late hour, just at the break of the great day of the Lord. Amen. I'm afraid in 1996, at the very verge of eternity, amen, there is some things that's got us, amen, separated from God. Amen. Oh, God. I told somebody the other day, there may be some things that might be questionable to you, but as far as me, I'd like to stand before God, amen, without a pack of cigarettes in my pocket. I'd like to stand before God without a dip of tobacco in my jaw. You can question whether it's right or wrong, argue all day long, it ain't going to solve the problem until people pray and reach heaven, praise God. It ain't going to do much better, amen. But as for me, I don't want to go there standing in sin, praise God. Listen to what David is saying. David's in trouble. David realizes that he's done numbered the kingdom, and God's just pleased with him. Amen. But yet through it all, he acknowledges his sins. And he said, I've sinned. I've done wrong. Amen. I'll tell you right now, you know what? There's some folks never count the consequence of what sin's going to do to them. Amen. Had that mother had to realize what it was going to cost her when she left her husband, amen, she probably wouldn't have never laughed. If that dad would have sat down and counted the cost, amen, surely he wouldn't have laughed. I've had young men sit in my vehicle, amen, say to me, preacher, I had a good wife. I had a wife that was fair. I had a wife that was honest. I had a wife that was a mother to my children. Even when he said, I gambled away my opportunity to ever have a life. Amen. Said, now she's gone. I wish I had her back. He said, it's too late now. She done found somebody else. Oh, my. I think, brothers and sisters, in this hour, there's some things that's going on. And a lot of people are not sitting down and counting the cost of what it's going to cause them to reap in future days. Help me while I try to preach tonight. I'm still reminded of the Bible. The Bible said, be not deceived, for God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. There'll be a reaping day for ever sin. There's a reaping day for ever transgression. I try to preach. Oh, God have mercy. Amen. Here's David. He's done wrong. Even though he starts immediately acknowledging his transgression. I say, my brothers and my sisters tonight, if the United States of America would repent of their sins and acknowledge their transgressions, and God have more mercy on us. Amen. Oh, God. That's what the Bible said in 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people would humble themselves and pray, my, I'll tell you right now, if we could get American people to humble themselves and repent of their sins and turn from their wicked ways, we could hear from heaven again, and God could heal our land. And they say, man, I don't know about your house, I don't know about your land tonight, but I need a miracle in my place. Miracle in my house. I need the Lord to come by and heal some of my people. Can you say, man? Listen, David already knows that if he regards iniquity in his heart, the Lord will not hear him. He done knows that. Amen. He done knows that I've sinned. I've done wrong. Let's start getting it freed. Amen. I'm in trouble. Paul will tell you something tonight. What we don't realize is when people go out on God, when people rebel against the word, they don't realize the concussion that they're going to reap in a few days. Did you know there's some folks tonight think they're getting by? You're not getting by only momentarily, but wait till we all march to the judgment. Wait till we all stand before God. Amen. Every church, from the east to the west, from the north to the south, wait till we stand before God. And the writer said in the book of Revelation that the books were going to be opened. Amen. My It's going to be different then, Brother Mike. It's going to be different then. Even they can laugh at us now and say, I don't want to live that way. But when we stand before God, amen, and God judges us, it's going to be a different scope then. Amen. Man's going to wish they live by the Bible.
Can you say amen? Hit me while I try to preach. David sees his fault. He understands his sin. You can't only get people to admit to wrong now. Not now. I take pleasure in going to the courthouse. I am learning the judges. I went in back in the secret chambers of the big judge in our city with his Bible laid on the table. Had a little conversation with him about a situation and asking for his mercy. Amen. Oh, God. Amen. Brother Mark, I've been to his court. I've been to their courts, Brother Paul. Everybody that comes before the judge, they may know that the judge says, how do you plead? 9 times out of 10, they plead not guilty. Not guilty. I heard the judge say the other day, you're not guilty. Why are you before me then? Well, how come you're down here if you're not guilty? Well, they tell me that the reason they plead not guilty is if you plead not guilty, that the court system then will appoint you a free lawyer. Come on, help me here a minute. But I want to tell you something. I told a young man when I went to the courthouse and talked with the judge, we looked at his files and had enough criminal sins against him, even to convict him for 10 years in the penitentiary. Amen. Oh, God. I told my friend, when you stand before that judge, don't plead ignorance. Don't plead not guilty. You look the judge in the eye and say, I'm guilty. I'm guilty of this, God. I'm guilty of this thing. I deserve anything you give me. When he stood before him at 10 years, Brother Paul, went to 2 years. Amen. Oh, God. I still believe it tonight. If America people would just repent and acknowledge their sins, and God would help us a lot better. Amen. Listen, haven't you heard people say, my sins won't have nothing to do with nobody else? Not so. Your sins, Dad, your sins, Mom, will follow you. And into the third and fourth generation sometimes, that sin will track you. I've been reading Proverbs. I like Proverbs. Amen. Amen. Proverbs talked about if we commit adultery, that we mess up our own soul. We wish to our own soul. And the sword and the scar will never be wiped away. Oh, God. Get me here just a minute. I got to hurry. I got to hurry. I feel like I got something to say here. Amen. A lot of people think even just because of little petty sins and I'm doing ain't going to affect nobody. You're training your children every day. You're training your grandchildren every day. Even if you don't do right, they're going to follow your path. They're going to follow your trail. Most of the time, children follow their parents a lot faster than they do the pastor. Amen. Help me here a minute. Okay, God have mercy. If there's anything I'd like to do for mine, I'd like to walk straight before God. I'd like to walk right before God. And I want to have my children reap the confession of my sins. Can you say amen? Listen, David is sinned by numbering the kingdom. But look what's going to happen. Verse 14.